Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%. This is Come In My Cunt versus Come In My Ass. Let's get one thing straight. Sometimes your cum is a gift, a precious, delightful treasure that you bestow upon me for being a very good girl. And sometimes your cum is something you dispose of, splattering it onto me or dumping it into me like it is nothing more than trash. And by extension, so am I. The main thing that makes the difference here is tone. The way we're fucking and what we're saying to each other while we do it. But the best way to strike that tone can be achieved by putting your cum in my cunt versus cum in my ass. If I'm begging for your cum, chances are it's a gift. Something I'm eagerly anticipating. When I want the absolute treat of your cum inside me, is because I want to feel like I've squeezed it out of you, been good enough to get you to the point where you can orgasm, and skilled slash well-behaved slash hot enough that I deserve it. In these cases, I'm probably hoping it'll go in one of two places, my cunt or my mouth. My mouth because it feels like a treat. You can feed me your cum in the same way you might hold out a fork with a morsel of whatever you're eating at a restaurant. This is good, see? Open wide, it's yours. Cum in my cunt is also a treat, but this time it's so I can feel those intense, thumping squirts as it sprays out of the end of your dick, causing the whole thing to pulse and twitch. My cunt is inherently something that brings me pleasure, and in terms of pure sensation, it's my favourite place for you to stick your cock. The sensitivity of it, the friction of it, and, sorry, did I already mention the lovely dick squirts? Those glorious pulses when you pump your spunk nice and deep, all the way to my fuck-battered cervix. Come in my ass. Here's where it gets trashy. Trashy. The event that inspired this post was a gloriously swift, purposeful fuck. One of those where the person banging you isn't so much keen to get it in as to get the spunk out. Shagging me with the kind of focused, functional efficiency with which I'd go about filling in a mortgage application. In short, fucking me like he was wanking. It wasn't just his movements. Even the sounds he made were slightly more muted, not dial turned up like the ones he makes because he knows I get squirmy for them, but muted and gruff like he makes when he's knocking one out. Anyway, I digress. Shortly before he came, he flipped me onto my side with my legs spread and pulled back towards my chest, allowing him to straddle one of my thighs and get his dick really good and deep, allowing myself to make little pained faces to show that it hurt and hurt good. I squeezed my cunt good and tight around him in anticipation of receiving a hefty dose of jizz and feeling all those lovely pumping twitches. Then he pulled his dick out of me, pressed the tip of it just inside the entrance to my ass, and dumped all his cum there instead. With a dismissive face, like it was nothing. Like I was nothing. A hole to be used. Trash. His cum was a messy inconvenience, and I was a useful receptacle. It's not always this way when someone dumps cum in my ass, but it definitely is sometimes. Although it's more than possible to jizz in my ass romantically, sensually, intensely and for pleasure, there's no denying that the ass is a particularly handy shortcut to make me feel that cum dumpster glow. It has a tone of this'll do and fucking take it, which is heightened by the fact that the place you're putting it is not one that gives me the most pleasure. Heightened again by the fact that it's just the tip of your cock and only on the very last stroke. Your cum is no longer something for me to beg for and enjoy. It's something of which I should be ashamed. It's dirty. I'm dirty. And I took it because you told me to. Ah. There was a point to this blog post, wasn't there? I don't know. Something about it being important to recognise how the simple act of choosing where to jizz can be the cherry on top of a really awesome fuck, or the chance for me to wallow in the feeling of being used. Fuck knows. I get distracted by the hotness of either, to be honest. Cum in my cunt versus cum in my ass. Sometimes your spunk is a gift, and sometimes it's trash you dispose of. Either way, I'm very grateful. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it and choose what gets recorded next at patreon.com/girlonthenet.